Britain is rapidly graying. The latest census reveals there are more people aged 60-plus than there are children and teenagers. The figures are raising concerns that in the coming decades there won't be enough people contributing to the economy to support those who retire. Suzanne Chislett reports from London on the problem facing Great Britain and the possible solution to the crisis.
For the first time since the census began, Britain has more people aged over 60 than children under 16. 21% of the 58.7 million living in the UK are over 60. There are 1.1 million people aged over 85. That's five times the number recorded in the 1951 survey. And compared with the world average life expectancy, 65 for men and 70 for women, Britons can expect to live longer, men to 75 and women on average to 79. Rhian Bynan from Age Concern, a charity which campaigns on behalf of Britain's elderly, says the increase in the ageing population isn't necessarily bad for the economy.
The ageing of the population does not have to be a burden. It does not have to be a crisis. If we make the necessary changes to ensure flexible working, the right kind of health and social care, the right kind of saving for retirement now. But it's true, the nature of families is going to change. And one thing that's going to change is that many of us are going to stay single. And we could be a lot of lonely older people, if not dependent ones. And there are a whole range of issues that governments have to look at.
Researchers estimate the average life expectancy in Britain will reach 100 in just six decades. That's likely to put even more pressure on the country's economy to ensure the elderly aren't allowed to slip into poverty. In recent years, there have been changes to the state pension system, which many of today's elderly had been told would care for them when they retired. And many young people are not saving to ensure they will have enough money in their older age. Age Concern's Rhian Bynan says the government must take action.
In the wake of the mis-selling of pensions in the UK, the resulting loss of consumer confidence, both from that and both from the fallout in the stock market, people are really not very confident of saving into pension plans. And as Age Concern, we regularly do polling on this, and our polls are very, very scary. They suggest that a lot of younger people aren't saving at all or aren't saving what they need to save to ensure they have a good retirement.
So if younger generations aren't doing enough privately to guarantee themselves a living income in old age, should the government be doing more to ensure there are enough people in the workforce to allow the state to continue funding pensions? One solution under consideration is to increase the number of immigrant workers. For the last 50 years, Britain has opened its doors to Asian, Caribbean and East European workers, and increasing the immigration numbers could help boost the workforce. The British government already employs nurses, teachers and police officers from Commonwealth countries to fill gaps in the core professions. But only last year, race riots across the north of England highlighted concerns some people have about granting entry to more immigrants. And those kinds of scenes will lead to more problems for the British government. Quentin Peel is International Affairs Editor at the London Financial Times. He says Britons must change their attitudes to immigration.
I think there's a profound insularity in Britain which still says we're a small island and we can't fit too many people. I think they're completely wrong-sighted, that our geography is no longer relevant. We're a very wealthy island, we're an ageing island, and we need immigrants. We need people to come and actually keep the economy going, do many of the jobs that our own people don't want to do. And so I think that we need immigration and we should positively encourage it. But the government, and many governments before it, find that a very difficult concept to deal with.
The next few decades are expected to see the elderly population grow faster than the birth rate. The UK government's Department of Health says the trends of the 2001 census are likely to continue well into this century. And Professor Tim Dyson, population expert at the London School of Economics, says the issue is not just a UK one, but it's affecting Western Europe and Asian nations like Japan and Singapore.
Smaller and smaller birth cohorts coming into the bottom of the age pyramid are generating smaller and smaller numbers of women who are having those birth cohorts. So this becomes a feature, or could potentially become a feature, which might be hard to stop. Not just population aging, but population decline.
Therefore, countries around the world will closely monitor how Britain copes with the problem. For Common Ground, I'm Suzanne Chislett in London.